This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about anything that is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
Live this Sunday evening. And what we've been talking about here is I guess, Colin Kaepernick's back in the news. The owner of the
Dallas Cowboys.
His name's Jerry something or other.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones, right? He has said
he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. Don't worry, all the NFL guys, they're millionaires. I'm not feeling too sorry for any of these people. He says that all of his players will stand, or they got to go.
Right.
And like the last caller who called in, I support his right to do that. Now, there at the very end, the caller sort of laid down a trump card, right? Like, that if you don't choose to stand for the
if
pledge.
If you live in the United States,
yep,
and you do not stand for the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem,
or you pick your
you
patriotic thing,
you should be deported.
Well, no, he said you should leave. Voluntary deportation. So
okay, so I don't stand, and I choose not to leave. What's going to happen?
Nothing.
He wants somebody to force me to leave.
Well,
he's not going to say that at first.
Take your indignation pants off. All we can go with is...
I'm not wearing pants.
short pants.
I'll take those off.
I think this is where it's gone in America, and a lot of people feel the way that gentleman does.
Yes.
We need to take a step back and look at what patriotism is.
A menace to liberty.
I think it is a menace to liberty. Yes, patriotism itself is a menace to innovation, liberty, frankly, everything this country's built around.
Yes.
Let's not forget that George Washington praised the Quakers during the Revolutionary War when they refused to support him with arms. Right? Like, all of Philadelphia, much of Pennsylvania, a good portion of Rhode Island and New Jersey is full of these people at the time. And he had to appeal to this constituency because this constituency is, you know, they wanted to not be under the thumb of the king. They just didn't want to fight to do it.
Right.
Pacifists. Let's not forget the Amish, who were not a small bit of the population in Pennsylvania at the time. Neither one of these groups historically stand for the pledge. Neither do Jehovah's Witnesses. People do it for religious reasons. This country is founded by people that hated the people in their government so much they were willing to shoot them. Center of mass. That's the country you live in. When you say you should be patriotic towards your government, you are praising a government founded by people who shot their government.
That's different.
Right.
Like when you take people down this road.
Right.
That's different.
Right. And I get that family members serve in the military. So did mine, Daryl.
Yes.
So did yours. So did everybody's. Come on. I mean, who doesn't have family members who are in the military?
The Quakers and the Amish.
Right. Very few of them. Very, very few people don't have some relatively close person who served in the military. And, you know, like I had an uncle who died at Normandy. I don't think that in any way defines how I, why people should believe what I say. You should believe what I say based on the things that I've said. People in the military fought and died for your right, as they say, to not stand for the pledge. So not standing for the pledge exercises a right they fought and died for. Seems like a good idea then.
Otherwise, if I don't use the rights that they allegedly died for, they died in vain.
Secondly, whom did they fight for these rights? because the best I can tell...
Another group of people that thought that they were fighting for freedom generally.
Yeah, to better their human condition. Like we say, the freedom betters the human condition in this country, but we don't really define freedom. I will go ahead and define freedom for you. Freedom means the right to do what you want, so long as you don't harm someone else. That means you can't steal from them. That means you can't tell lies that would damage them. And it means that you can't touch them, you know, forcefully in some harmful way.
Right.
You can't punch them. You don't get to punch them.
I generally quantify the harm with unjust harm, because then that does allow for self-defense.
Sure.
Because then that's justifiable whatnot.
Right.
You know, so if somebody comes up and punches you in the face, you have a right to defend yourself.
Right. I'm a Quaker. I believe that that frankly that governments shouldn't fight each other to solve problems. So I get that sometimes that has to happen. And if you punch me in the face, like, I'm not guaranteeing I won't punch you back, right? I'm not guaranteeing I won't use force of arms against you. I'm just saying that these are my religious beliefs. So the thing that you've got to kind of say when you say the people in the military have fought and died for your freedom to stand or not stand or whatever it is you want to do is you've got to kind of quantify that, because it hasn't been any flag burners that the military's been out fighting. It's been, well, for the last six decades, generally peasants in undeveloped countries who really had no bearing on anyone's life in the United States.
Right.
I mean, just no bearing. None. If you disagree with that statement, 855-450-3733. You can argue World War II, but I'll tell you where I'm going to go. I'm going to say the United States shouldn't have gotten World War I, and if the United States hadn't gotten in World War I, then there wouldn't have been a World War II. That the Treaty of Paris would not have been signed in the way that it was, that France and England wouldn't have had the upper hand, they wouldn't have put all those reparations on Germany. The German people would not have been so upset by these reparations that they put that madman Hitler in charge. And this is generally agreed upon by historians.
Right. And you're skipping a couple of, steps between, you know, the reparations and putting the madman. There was also massive hyperinflation.
Sure.
Because the German government was trying to pay off, you know, the monies that were owed according to the Treaty of Paris, to France and England. So, we're just going to print more money so that we can pay off this debt. Well, no, we're not accepting this money for what you're saying it's valued at. We're valuing it at this. Okay, so we'll print more and more and more and more and more. And then basically Germany turned into what Venezuela is now.
Right. So if you say World War II
is
a just war, fine and dandy, but World War I wasn't, and World War II is called World War II for a reason, because it's World War I, the sequel. Okay? And then if we got to go back farther, I don't think you're going to find a war that wasn't expansionist or in nature, or just basically caused by hubris generally, until you get to the Revolutionary War, at which point I'm going to say this is probably the most just war in U.S. history. Perhaps Kuwait, like there's an argument for the sort of Desert Storm Kuwait thing, but it's something that's a small, quick deal. And let's take a look at Canada. Their ranking on the freedom charts higher than the United States in many ways. So you can't really say that even the Revolutionary War was fought for our freedoms. It was fought for independence.
Yeah, secession. It was secession.
Right. Tyranny Day. It's Traitor Day, right? that's what it comes down to.
Right.
So, I'm confident in my statement that, sadly, people in the military have been tricked into acting on the whims of the liars and thieves in Washington, D.C. And then their health and their future is compromised often as a result.
Right.
I mean, all you have to do is look at these veterans' hospitals, how they hit the news, and see whether or not the politicians, who have no problem sending your kids out to get their limbs blown off, treat them once they come back.
Right. And let's sort of, work our way back a little bit to, you know, the Declaration of Independence, because that's a very important document, and if you believe what it says, your rights don't come from people in the military dying. Your rights
come from
natural. You are endowed with rights.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I know this is tough to handle. Please give me your opinions. Free Talk Live.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number for you to call in and talk about, well, we've been talking about Colin Kaepernick standing for the pledge, patriotism, the rights. Yeah, business owner rights, those sorts of things. War. the Valley.
Where do you get your rights?
Well, we're told that they're delivered by God.
But we're also told that we only have rights because certain men and women died.
We are told
to fight for those rights. So which is it? Do I only have rights because somebody fighting on behalf of the President of the United States of America died in a war that was probably not even related in any kind of way to protect my freedoms? Or do I have rights, as the Declaration of Independence suggests, because I'm endowed by my Creator with the rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness?
Well,
which is it?
I'm either endowed with rights, or
I have them because human sacrifice.
It could be both. It's possible that you have a right currently that we haven't identified, that not enough people have sacrificed enough for people to sort of understand that that right exists, right? I mean, you have a right to freedom. Freedom means that you don't have to pay some organization like the federal government taxes on your labor. But not enough people agree that you have that right not to pay. Now, you do have that right. It's just that you don't have that right in practice, if that makes
sense. Right. It's very difficult to exercise some of your rights.
So you can claim that soldiers, you can use shorthand, say soldiers, airmen, marines, seamen, or, you know, these people have sacrificed for you to be able to practice the rights that you have, and that's a fair statement.
But that's different than
it's
you
not.
Only have rights because of human sacrifice.
It's not different.
Yes, it is.
It is effectively the same statement. If you're able to practice the rights that you have because of these people's sacrifices, the same statement as you have those rights because of those people. It really, I mean, like...
I'm either endowed with rights or I have them because there was human sacrifice.
But you were both. Like, you could be both. And what I'm saying is that it is okay in English language to shorten... You have rights in practice because people sacrificed so you would have the right.
I disagree with the semantics.
You don't have a right if
there.
You can't practice it. I understand, but it's a semantic argument, and you will concur that a semantic argument is significantly closer, it's a much thinner slice of cheese than just, that statement is false. So that's what I'm saying here. Let's go to the callers. We got Doug calling in from South Carolina. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. First of all, I'm an Edward Abbey patriot.
Okay.
A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against his government. That's me.
Got it.
And second, these people who say, well, my ancestors fought to give you the freedom to do that. They're not worried about your freedom at all. They're basically, what they're saying is, I wish you didn't have that freedom. And if I could get somebody to pass a law, or if I could take it from you, or if I could physically harm you to get you to stop, I would do it. So they're absolute authoritarian scumbags. So yeah. I don't listen to those people. I don't put up with those people. And if they want to challenge me, come at me, bro.
It's just another way of saying, you're annoying me. And I would be willing to use the government to stop you. And
yeah.
That's the same as the social justice warriors saying, hey, if you're not respecting my pronoun, I'm going to get you. I'm going to call the college dean and we're going to have you booted out or whatever. It's the same thing. It's just coming from
right.
A different side.
Right. They're different types of snowflakes.
That's what it is. It's
right on,
people
man.
Who can't
well,
handle
guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Doug. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I'm not trying to say that we all haven't been told this all our lives. It's really difficult to shed this thought process. It
right.
Certainly was for me. But we have veterans on this show that are co-host. Currently, tonight, neither one of us veterans?
Correct.
Now, I signed up for the military. I didn't quite make it. Had to do with a felony conviction, as the case may be.
Mine was, I became a conscientious objector during the process of signing up.
And it was a thing to do, to sign up for the military in my social strata. That was just what you did. And it was the thing to do after high school. And it's, I'm not saying you're bad or wrong for signing up for the military. I'm not. I'm saying the people in the military are being tricked and used by the politicians.
Yes.
And I find that sad. You're going to find a lot of broken men and women after all these wars. Right now, they're not getting the treatment they deserve.
Suicide rate among veterans is, what, 22, 23 a day?
Yeah, it's happening every hour, I'm told. A veteran is killing themselves every hour. In many cases, that's because of the things they've seen. In many cases, that's because they feel the government's let them down. I mean, in none of these cases is it particularly good. Now, I'm not trying to tell this. I'm not spitting on those people as much as everybody would like to say that I am. But ultimately, that I believe we've been tricked, and they've been tricked the most. And I think it's sad. I think the government should give them everything that they were promised. If a contract's been signed, both parties should be held to the contract. But I don't think the government adheres to its side of the contract, and I don't think it ever will.
Right.
I think that your blood, your life is nearly worthless to them. What is that, the Henry Kissinger soldier, that the statement about soldiers, that essentially they're stupid morons that deserve to die because they're not good for anything else? I'll have to look it up. But it's obviously
then they're basically, you know, the politicians see the military as, you know, basically cogs in the machine.
You
can't keep the machine going without cogs. And, you know, this cog's lost a couple of teeth. We need to replace this cog. Find a new cog.
Military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Henry Kissinger. This was the guy that Hillary Clinton was meeting with, and I believe that he has met with Donald Trump, too. This is the foreign policy guru in this country. This man has a great deal of influence on how your children are treated in the military. Do you want your children in the military? Do you want my statements regarding them to have power, or do you want Henry Kissinger's? My statement is they should be out in the marketplace working hard to build a better future for all of us. Henry Kissinger's is military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns in foreign policy. Who here is the patriot? I'm asking you, America, have you been tricked with the F-18s flying over the Super Bowl? Have you been tricked by the big flags? Have you been tricked by the saluting, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier? All of these things that bring a tear to my eye just like yours. Have you been tricked?
They were
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE.
Probably most people were tricked by George Bush saying you're either with us or the terrorist, and nobody wants to be a terrorist.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number for you to call in is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Talking about patriotism, Colin Kaepernick, the whole NFL thing. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
You can give us a call here and talk about anything you want. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. They've got a mining pool open, and you can mine Bitcoin. There's been a lot of talk about Bitcoin. Many people want to talk about this mining process, and frankly, it's a pretty easy way for you to spend U.S. dollars to get into Bitcoin. You can forget about the costs and constant equipment upgrades and maintenance. You can make Bitcoin every day like, well, Ian and I do, at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use. It is. I did it. I figured it out on my own. You can calculate what you make.
That must be easy to use if you were able to figure it out, because you are not the most tech-savvy guy.
If it's possible to sort of misreading something on a website, I will do that. I don't know how it is. I consider myself to be very intelligent, but by God, if it's possible to mess it up, I will. And apparently it's not. Pool.bitcoin.com. You know, you have the choice of, right now, you can pick between mining Bitcoin or mining Bitcoin Cash. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. You're doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com. Let's go to the phones. Joe calling in from Chicago. Want to talk about patriotism?
Yeah,
Joe, you're
on
Free Talk Live. Hey.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
That's what we do.
I wasn't sure when I first started hearing you talk if you guys were serious or not. I wasn't sure. I was just flipping through the channels and I caught your show, and I just seem to think that you two are so far off in your thinking.
Straighten
now,
me up.
Granted, being a felon, you don't have the inalienable rights that are in our Constitution.
I got them all except for to carry a gun.
And the right to vote.
Oh, I can vote in most states.
No, you can't.
Time.
That's a federal law. That's not a state law.
You're mistaken, Joe.
Federal? No, I am not. Federal convicted felons cannot vote in the United
States.
I
can't speak to what a federal felon,
you may
a federal
be able
convicted
to vote
felon
for your local hodunk city's mayoral election, but not federal.
Those are the elections that statistically count. But I cast a vote.
Count. Right? Okay. Name the mayor of Appleton, Wisconsin.
But I don't live in Appleton, Wisconsin. But
name
I can tell
any
you
other mayor. Name any other mayor other than from your own city.
But that would be the one that would matter. I can tell you that the name of the mayor in Keene, New Hampshire, which is the town next door to mine, is Kendall Wayne. But
that's
again,
not in your town. Who's your mayor?
We don't have a mayor.
Well, he lives in a town that has selectmen,
yeah,
which
selectmen.
Is basically a town council.
We have town meetings, and we democratically vote on things that are above, I think, $15,000.
Yeah, New Hampshire is really interesting in the way towns are structured to where they don't have, like, a town mayor. Most towns have a board of selectmen that serve as the executive branch, and then the town meeting is the legislative branch.
Yeah, sure. Accurate. I understand. But no, going back to patriotism real quickly.
But I voted for president in 2016, 2012, 2008. I voted for those three elections legally in the state of New Hampshire. And I believe there's only three states.
The way you guys are talking, I wouldn't think you would have even voted because, you know, you do have the right not to vote.
I do, yeah.
According to you, the way you guys are talking. But anyway, the founding fathers formed the Constitution against King George so that we could have a better opportunity to thrive and be successful as a nation and a new continent, a new nation and a new continent.
Yeah.
And they fought. First of all, these founding fathers of ours were almost prophetic in their understanding of humanity and government.
Are you familiar with Shay's Rebellion?
Yeah.
In Shay's Rebellion, where the soldiers that actually did the fighting?
Oh, hang on a second. Are you familiar with John Adams?
Uh-huh.
You know that at the age of 11, John Adams was the American minister to France, and by the age of 14, he was the American...
Are you talking about John Quincy Adams?
John Adams, the second president of the United States.
How could he be the minister? How could he be the minister to France of a country that didn't exist?
Well, France existed.
The United States of America was not a country when John Adams was 11 years old.
The point I wanted to make with Shay's Rebellion is that...
Right, John Quincy Adams, which is John Adams' son...
Okay.
Was a minister to France.
He was 11 years old when he was minister of France.
Okay, great.
And France was a country when America was founded.
Shay's Rebellion was fought by soldiers
the French fought
who got
on
ripped
the American
off.
Side of the Revolutionary War.
Yes, but
France was in a country.
No, hold on.
That's my point. You
ask us a question and then you don't let us answer.
Unbelievable. Now, hang on. You didn't let me finish. I was talking about John Quincy Adams at 14 years old. John Quincy Adams. Sorry, I got
you. Okay.
He's at 14.
He was the American minister
to Russia for Catherine the Great.
That's really great,
because
Joe. Wait a second, Joe. Wait a second, Joe. You have gone off on a trail here, Joe.
Colin Kaepernick. No, I'm going right back. because people fought hard and sacrificed for those rights.
So we only have rights because human beings died. Human sacrifice gives us rights.
Give me a break. Yeah, oh, Colin Kaepernick can kneel like a jack wagon. But also, because he is working for an owner of a company,
we said
Jerry
that.
Jones, Jerry Jones clear. Can say,
well, Jerry
we
Jones
don't want people
company.
To be unpatriotic on our team. So yeah, you have the right to do it, just not on my team.
Right.
And that's patriotic.
Don't you think, Joe, don't you think?
Both being patriots, and that is a beautiful thing.
Joe, don't
that
you think?
That is America.
Joe,
that's
I haven't said anybody's not a patriot here, Joe. I said patriotism is a trick.
Neither did I.
Joe, I'm going to drop you. I'm going to drop you if you don't let me rebut the things that you say. If you hold a seminar here.
What are you going to rebut? That I'm an American, that I love Colin Kaepernick, and
I don't want you to rebut anything. I'm going
to
want to ask you a stinking question, and all you're doing is talking. I want to ask you some questions.
As a felon, do you support burning the American flag?
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't think it communicates anything of value to people.
But you support it, though, right? You support it, though?
I think that people have the right, if they purchased a flag, to do whatever they want with it.
Do you support
including
it?
You are aware
you
that the Boy,
Scouts
of America burn flags.
I'm asking you a simple question now. Do you support it?
I'm answering the question. I think I support
your
right.
Yes or no, do you support it? Yes or no? It's simple.
I think it's unwise. Is that support or not?
I didn't ask that. Do you support it? Yes or no?
The Boy Scouts of America burn flags.
I support taking
that's
the American
fine.
Flag.
Well, you support it then.
I support
comment.
Look, the Boy Scouts burn American flags because they touch the ground. The American Legion burns flags because they because they're time for the retired. Burning flags is a patriotic act.
The rules of the flag, I've read 100 times.
Joe,
if you've ever read them, yes, that's
I have read them, Joe. I was in the Cub Scouts, Joe, and what I support doing with the American flag is...
The Cub Scouts don't necessarily read the rules of the flag, but that's neither here nor there.
Joe, I support taking the American flag and wadding up in a wad and sticking it in your butt. The number is 855-450-3733.
As long as it's your flag that you purchased with your money or was gifted to you, you have the right to do with your property what you want to do with your property as long as you're not causing unjust harm to somebody else. The Boy Scouts of America burn flags.
Look, John Quincy Adams, at 14 years old, was minister to Russia.
I don't care. I'm endowed by my creator with rights. I don't have them because of blood sacrifice. I don't care what John Quincy Adams did when he was 14.
Richard the Lionhearted fought for us to speak English. I don't know what these statements have to do with anything.
Nothing. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-453. And, Daryl, I think I was unprofessional. You know, when I told the gentleman that he should take his flag and stuff it. But I got to say, it can be really frustrating dealing with somebody who's not only adamant and filibustering, but wrong on so many things, right?
Right.
Like the second president of the United States, John Adams, was not at 11 years old, some kind of
diplomat to France.
For a country that didn't exist.
Correct.
To a country that did exist.
Correct.
Although the leadership was certainly in flux at the time, so one might claim that, that France is different, it was a new country, or whatever the case might be, if one wishes to do that. But, felons not being able to vote in the United States. Look, I can't speak to federal felons, but I would suspect the answer is that...
Right, and that's a completely different thing. If you're convicted of a felony by the United States federal government, different rules apply than if you're convicted of a felony at the state level. There are even certain misdemeanors in some states that will prohibit someone from ever being able to vote. If you're in New Hampshire, which we are, if you're convicted of an election-related offense, then you lose your right to vote.
But I can tell you that that makes sense, right? Like an election-related offense, it's still statistically insignificant. But let's be serious here. I, as a felon, know where you can vote far better than your average caller calling in on the radio.
Yes.
And if you tell a person calmly, use their name and you say, I think you're just mistaken here. And that person, doubles down. You're in big trouble as far as convincing that person of anything.
Right.
Right? Like, maybe I know whether or not felons can vote because I am one.
Right.
Just guessing.
And then, where he pointed out, well, maybe you can vote at the local level, so since you can vote in your town, tell me the mayor of the guy in some state that you've never been to.
But I will say that the mayor in my town, if I had a mayor in my town, and I do not, but even the mayor in the next town over has more effect on my life then, and by the way, I own a business in the town, the next, you know, the city over
right.
from my town, that has more effect on my life than likely the President of the United States, or certainly than some representative from Wyoming.
Right.
So, yes, local politics is extraordinarily important. Let's go back to the phones.
Nick? Right, because that's where your property taxes wind up largely being set, is at that local level.
Nick calling in from New Jersey. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, listen. Colin Kaepernick and all the rest of them like him, whether they play ball or not. To me, just round them all up and send them the hell out of here to some other hellhole on the planet and see how much freedoms they have there. I agree with you guys a lot about I don't like big government and them infringing on us all the time. Yes, and they sent our boys to Vietnam, and that was a big mistake. But, you know, when you run down our countryside and you spit on that flag or burn it or disrespect those men that went and gave some gave all, that's just spitting in their faces and on the flag. And I don't like that.
So where should I be deported for not standing up for the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem?
You know what? If it was up to me, I'd send you to the worst damn country on the earth. Because you don't respect you don't appreciate what we have here right now. Yes, it's
hold on. By saying that things could be better, hold on. By saying that things could be better here, how is that, you know, worthy of being sent to the worst place in the world?
Did I say things could be better here?
You did.
Okay.
Right, and I've said the same thing.
And that's because of that last administration that was in there really got things screwed up, and that's why they're trying to throw Trump out of there now, because he's trying to get us back on track.
Oh, they've been screwed up since John Adams, the signing of the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Pretty sure that Kaepernick was not standing.
Hold on.
Before we go anywhere, Kaepernick wasn't.
Respect for the flag.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking you about. See, here's what I think, Nick. I think politicians, and by that I mean liars and thieves, use the flag as cover. They use the bodies of our dead soldiers as a way to hide their actions, that they use the respect that is garnered by people who have given all to be able to do what they do. They're lying and thieves, thievery. They are, you know, thieving and lying in the name of thieves and liars. That
and they
stuff.
Make money off of it. They make
right.
money off of war.
Absolutely.
Too.
But do you understand?
Profiteer.
Agreed. 100%, Nick. Do you understand the point that someone would make? Like Daryl, for instance, that would make when they say that standing for the pledge, standing for the national anthem, only gives cover to those politicians. That, in fact, those politicians are the government, that we, the ones that die for that flag, are not. That while we argue about who's standing where and who died for what, that they continue about their skulking in the dark, taking what they can get and living off of our hard work. Can you see that point?
Yeah. They use us as puppets.
Thank you so much.
Too. So that's why they should have Obamacare as well too.
Thank you for the call, Nick.
I don't think anybody should have Obamacare. I don't think anybody should have Trump care. They shouldn't have Romney care. The federal government, I quite frankly believe, should not exist.
I think that the federal government, if it has any calling, is a calling surrounding protecting the nation from invasion, which it hasn't done very much.
If it only did that, I probably wouldn't be opposed.
Absolutely. If the federal government would have stayed within its constitutional bounds, libertarianism would never have existed.
No, libertarianism would just be called being an American.
It would. It would. That's absolutely it. The Constitution... A constitutional government is a libertarian government.
Not necessarily.
By a small government standard, right? Like, you know, I'm willing to compromise the federal government down to a constitutional level as a libertarian. Then we can start talking about how to make it smaller from there. And local governments at the same time. Let's go to Aaron calling in from Kansas. I don't want to talk filibuster through his time here. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, Kaepernick, I want to let you guys know that Jehovah's Witnesses, they do stand for the national anthem and the flag and stuff. They don't participate in the saluting the flag. They're all supposed to stand respectfully and be quiet with their head down because other people are, you know, participating and stuff. They're not doing it out of a protest. It's the same thing as idol worship with the hand.
Idol worship. Right.
And that's, so they look at it as idol worship. They don't do it not because they're being disrespectful, but because, you know, that's part of their religious thing is that's worshiping for God.
Before we go any further, don't you think that the average person that's half drunk at a baseball game with their hand over their heart during the national anthem, if they're told that this is idol worship, is going to be insulted?
I don't know. Today it's more of a patriotic situation. But for Jehovah's Witnesses, it's considered idol worship. That's why they don't participate. But they should be standing and being quiet and respectful because that's not why they're not participating. You know, so him taking his knee or whatever, he has the right to do that. However, that's more of a disrespectful of everybody else's beliefs.
What makes it disrespectful to not stand while not participating versus standing and not participating?
It comes across as you not respecting other people's belief or their feelings of what's going on. And, you know, if he has a specific problem with the entire concept of saluting the flag and all that, then, like I said, he can do what he wants. It's just a matter of other people are going to be offended unnecessarily.
Absolutely. 100%. Other people are offended by it. I mean, that is a clear and obvious statement about what's going on.
Right, but there are some people that are offended. Oh, you're wearing a Captain America shirt, Mark.
Right.
And Captain America is, like, number 12 on the list of superheroes. Batman is obviously better.
Well, I think it's interesting, this is an American flag representation. I'm wearing a Captain America shirt right now. It's American flag representation. You should not wear the American flag. It should not be used as clothing, but it's often worn by the people that are most patriotic.
Right, and
if
you go back to the flag code that the one guy referenced, you know, there's all kinds of things in the flag code that the United States federal government does to violate the flag code, such as putting the flag on stamps. You're not supposed to put the flag on something that's disposable. Putting it on napkins, paper plates, I see that all the time.
Indeed. Aaron, thanks for the call. The number is 855-450-3733.
The federal government disrespects the flag more than I ever do by remaining seated.
I think we all need to sort of take a breather on this flag.
Take a knee.
just settle down. 855-450. Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.